The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
The beep means we are going.
And the beep means we are good, and the beep goes on. Why can't I get my timer set up? Keep all this, Brett. People like the mise en scène. Okay.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Has a Casio watch.
Ooh, and it's got a timer on it. And I like to watch it while we record.
It's less rude than taking out your phone, which is what I do. Because I'm a rude boy. What time it is, got to know what time it is.
Got to know what time it is, got to know what time it is. Also, don't mean to brag, don't mean to say it just outright, but I've been spending so much time outside. So I got that watch, and yes, my wrist is two-toned. So I always wear a watch, so you're not like, ho, whoa.
You've been hiking, you've been hiking, you've been walking around. When the sun is also out and shining onto the ground.
Ooh, you might be a rude boy, and I'm an outside girl.
Just a rude boy and an outside girl. Welcome to Off Book,
the improvised musical podcast
with a one rude boy and one outside girl.
Yep.
And also a Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, fan band on the mic. Scott, how you doing?
On the mic.
Oh, there he is. That's how Scott is very literal. When you ask him how he's doing, he really does what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then we got Brett on the frets.
On the frets.
And on the mic.
We got Dana on the cajon.
On the cajon.
Dana's sitting on the cajon but refuses to use it to make drum sounds.
I just want to sit on it.
It's just your throne. And when you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or you mouth.
You go boom, 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 boom. You go boots and cats and boots and cats.
And boots and cats. Okay, listen, we're all here and you are too.
We're all here. We know why you're here. You're interested for our hot takes in the Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones shows currently airing on
all
of
them. We got a lot of fantasy TV.
Now,
can I shout out?
That we can talk about them super right now, though, because Brett and Dana have not seen.
Oh my gosh, a coyote. It's a coyote.
What?
It just cleared. It's on the other side of the fence. So we're at Brett and Dana's magical mountain home. Okay, so.
And the reason we're all concerned about the coyote.
If any of you want to leave your mics and go all the way around to the edge, you'll be able to see. No, like it just walked. It like just was walking this way
and jumped the fence.
No. It was on the other side of the fence. It was outside of their property the whole time, but I saw it through the slats. A little coyote.
And it's good that it was out there because Brett and Dana, you have currently have a guest in your backyard. Do you not?
We do have a guest.
Would you like to tell us more about, first of all, audience, I want you to think about what is about to be said right now.
Do you need to go out and do a coyote track, Brett?
All right.
I just don't want that to be in your head.
Shake a toy at him, or maybe
I think it's gone.
No, just peep him. Just make sure he's not near your house guest.
Yes. So while Brett was on tour, the Comedy Bang Bang world
heard
tour.
More than one country.
More than one country.
With guests such as Jessica McKenna. Brett doesn't know what we've sent him out there to do. He's just sort of wandering around.
I just really wanted to make sure that their friend was okay.
Yeah. So we have a private neighborhood Facebook group. And in that group, a neighbor up the street posted that a sulcata tortoise had entered her backyard.
Entered the chat.
She was like,
sulcata
hey,
tortoise has entered the chat.
So this big tortoise boy in my yard, is this anybody's tortoise? No one claimed him, but she was getting fearful because she has a pool and it didn't have a fence around it. And sulcata tortoises, contrary to popular belief, they do not swim.
They sink.
They do not. They are land boys.
They're heavy
and
boys
girls.
And girls.
Brett is coming back.
Brett's coming back.
With a shrug and a thumbs up.
Okay, great. So I said, because right now we have our truly like desert-scapey kind of fenced-in perfect area. And I was like, hey, if you could bring the tortoise over here, like, I'll take him. And so this neighbor and her teen son brought over a 50 in quotes. This tortoise is probably 80 pounds plus.
You guys getting shredded lifting this tort?
Yeah.
Getting so ripped.
You doing tort lifts?
By the way, I trained the coyote.
Okay.
Taught him like basic language and then I told him to go away.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Did you see the coyote?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
You know what's fucked up? Sorry.
That I saw the coyote. We'll never know if I imagined it or not.
No. That Brett is like so good at teaching wild animals to understand English in its totality.
Yeah.
And it's a skill that he basically never uses.
Yeah, I know. It's really selfish.
He's like, I'm going to be an audio engineer and musician.
Yeah.
Even though I could.
Great power comes great responsibility.
You're not doing the responsible part.
Which is
you're
teaching.
You're not using the power.
Teaching English
to animals.
So we can all talk to them.
Anyway, sorry.
Then we would know how old the tortoise is because we do not know. We could actually officially know if it is a boy, even though we're 99.9% sure that it is. And basically he's chilling in our yard. I did before anyone says like, did you post about it? Yeah, I posted about it on Nextdoor, on Facebook.
Look, we're trying to find
all these places and no one has claimed him. And I did call Tortoise Rescue and they're like, this guy was like, I've been answering emails since 5 a.m. I get hundreds of emails a day of tortoises that need homes.
Weird
and I was
brag.
Like, okay. He's like, if you want to drive up here next Saturday, yeah, maybe I can take him. And I was like, okay. And then basically it was a nice surprise for Brett to come home to a tortoise friend. Yeah. And he eats two lettuces morning and night and cucumbers and orchard hay. I've learned a lot.
He's very
so healthy.
He's eating so healthy and he eats so funny. And I believe you've posted pictures.
Yeah.
Of him, right? Find Dana's social media if you want to look at the pictures of this tortoise eating. It's pretty incredible.
Oh my God. There's a good one of him eating awesome. A tomato.
Yeah. The tomato one is.
He takes big bites.
Well, yeah, got to. He's a tortoise.
He makes a lot of good noises too. He literally goes like,
he just sighs a lot.
Well,
he just is like,
he's got it.
He's got it.
He's a tortoise.
He's like 100 years old. So, like, or who knows? He could be literally 100.
He's got to.
He's a tortoise. Play the song.
Yeah, we're just trying to give you song lines.
Play it.
What do you gotta do? Well, I gotta do whatever I feel like I gotta do. Sometimes that's walking slow. Sometimes it's munching on tomatoes. Sometimes it's taking bites.
what the hell? What do I got to be? Nowhere, unless I do. Because what I do, and I keep that true. Munching on a cucumber, two lettuces a day keeps the doctor away. And also basically don't age. On a cellular level, I can live for a very long time. So put me in your will, and I will be just fine. Whatever,
I do, because I am a tortoise.
And I got to do what I got to.
I do, because I am a tortoise.
Leave us to your niece and nephew, and I hope they can afford us.
Swim. You're thinking about a turtle, and I'm not him.
And I'm not gonna snap, oh no. And I'm not gonna eat pizza.
And I do not swing around from trees waiting to be forgiven, because I am a tortoise and I am not a gibbon. From a tree, don't make me laugh, because I am not a giraffe.
Whatever
I do,
because I am a tortoise.
Not a prairie dog, not a normal dog, not a groundhog.
Whatever I do,
because I am a tortoise.
Not a kangaroo, not a kinkajou, not a cancomatoo.
Song we've ever done.
I really liked that.
Woo! That had a little bit of Alabama Shakes vibe for me. Oh, yeah. For you over there. Yeah.
For me, referring to me.
Sorry. Yeah. I give him a little pinky. A little pinky.
Yeah. As if you over there.
You
Alabama
over there.
Shakes.
Hey.
We really should learn the band's name.
Have I told you all before that I had a turtle growing up?
No.
I had a box turtle named Box Ann. It was the first pet that
Box
was.
Ann.
Box Ann.
You don't have to live in the sink tonight.
Eat that strawberry for money. You don't care if it's juicy and ripe.
I love that.
Box Ann.
That's the life they have to lead if it goes just eating strawberries for money.
Box Ann loves
strawberries. Scream in the heat line. You gotta sleep in the heat line. Well, now I want to do all of Box Ann. Later. Listen. Some point, we may, this is not a promise, we may write all the lyrics to Box Ann and just record it some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you had a turtle named Box Ann.
How big?
It was like the size of let me see.
Like a coaster, drink coaster.
Like big, like this tortoise.
Aw.
Like a grapefruit.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I love box turtles.
Wait, sorry. How big do you think a grapefruit is?
A smaller grapefruit.
Am I crazy?
It's a bit of a small grapefruit.
Really?
I think.
That's like a,
think of
it's like an orange.
Think of it doming all the way around.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's like a grapefruit.
Yeah, I bet that's about the diameter of
an average grapefruit.
You know, then imagine me going this. Wow, the audio is going to be really fun there.
Here's what you got to know. Jessica's doing grapefruit hands.
Yeah, I mean, hey, y'all, you caught me doing grapefruit hands.
Don't get in our mentions about like Jessica said you never do grapefruit hands and then she did it. Like, listen, we're all human. Sometimes we all do grapefruit hands.
Oh my gosh, I know this is not funny. But that just reminded me that last night I had a dream where for some reason Morgan had to pack me a sack lunch for something, and I was like too afraid to be critical. But I was like, this sack lunch is crazy because it was such a nice thing. You know, when someone does a nice thing for you, you just are like, thank you so much. You're
thank
not
you.
Like,
I have no notes on this
unprompted nice thing.
That's
so
right.
In the dream, it was an unprompted nice thing. It was just like, I thought you might need, and I was just like, but in the dream, I was like, but why is this so heavy? And I was like, that was so sweet. And then I and there was like a sandwich, a granola bar, a drink box, but also three oranges and three apples.
That's a lot of fruit for a sack lunch. That's a lot of weight.
Full produce. Oh,
what a weird dream.
Six full pieces of fruit.
Anyway, Box Anne was, my sister has a summer birthday and she was having a pool party. And my mom was like, I think it'll be fun for tropical themes to have Box Anne out there. Like she's a mini sea turtle.
I have heard this story.
And she ran away.
Oh, no. She had her moment. She was like, yeah. Hell
we never
yes.
found her again, except for actually 15 years later, I did find her shell because my grandparents moved into that house. But so she lived in that yard. We just never found her. There were thick hedges around the around.
Oh, well.
So I hope
she's always.
I hope she survived for
a long time.
A long time.
That's. Yeah.
It was pretty crazy to fully maybe 10 years later find a completely bleached white turtle shell.
That's nuts.
Like in the yard.
Yeah, like I think my grandparents like eventually cut up the hedges, and we were like,
although, could have been a different turtle.
Could have been a different turtle. And also,
Box Anne could still be alive and kicking somewhere.
I would
beach.
Love that. I don't think box turtles live as long as tortoises. So it's a little bit okay to be like, that might have been her life expectancy. I'm not sure. Yeah. But this made me think that how cool would it be to have a super rare all white turtle shell in Mario Kart?
Oh.
Like the okay. like the skeletal, like skeletal the turtles.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
dry bones.
Yeah,
dry bones,
a dry yeah. bone shell.
That'd be really cool.
Not a spiky blue shell, not a red shell, not a green shell, right. a dry bone skull.
And it turns you into a skeleton, and you have to get off your cart and do a skeleton tap dance and then get back on.
Yeah.
So you lose that time in the game because you're like, oh, I have to tap dance.
Oh, that's good. So you can like let it go as you're driving, and then if someone runs over it, then they have to get off and
skeletons
dance.
Skeletons are yes. one of the only monsters that it feels like we have all agreed, like canonically dance. It's like one yeah. of the things that they do.
Well, yeah. that's the night that the skeletons came to life.
That's right.
Well, I think it's because
they pull your hair up, but not out.
Yeah, yeah. The bones are their money. I think that it's because of it's because it's us and we dance. We are skeletons.
That's
yeah,
such
it's
a good
like
point.
A fun Halloween.
It's also because you can't hit any other like monster and make a specific
sound.
Instrument sound.
You can't
but
play
like,
xylophone.
But we, are, oh, yeah. but we are also like, we are vampires and werewolves and mummies and zombies. Like we're all those are
wait,
all.
Wait, holy shit.
Yeah, did that just blow your
stop
mind?
Stop the whole train. The monster is us. We are the monster.
We are. If, yeah. you do
there is actually a monster within all of
the
us.
Monster. I mean, when you think about the sort of like family tree of all monsters, that trunk is humans. We become skeletons or.
Just like yeah. we don't need to talk that much about Lord of the Rings or Hot D. But mm-hmm. I will say something that is cool is like a lot of, I was hearing some theorizing about like, are we going to see the origin of not only who Sauron comes in his fair form as, but the ring wraiths. Like, are we going to meet kings that we watch turn? Yeah.
I think that's the whole thing, right?
Which is pretty ring cool.
Now, is it this season? Who knows?
Who
how
knows?
Long are they going to try to drag out for?
Who knows? Forever.
Are there immediately hobbits and dwarves that I love dearly? Absolutely. Do I care deeply about Lord
Harfoots.
Of the Rings?
Harfoots.
Really.
Harfoots, that's right.
Sorry.
But also.
I got to that point. Yeah.
Look, they're Harfoots.
They're great.
But let's be real. They're hobbits.
Well, can I tell you a little cute thing that I heard? The is hobbit. That in the like the prequel, like additional appendices and text that this is based on, there is
the
no
Silmarillion?
Yes, but also so. Some other like appendices. They're pulling like from
all
a lot of different stuff.
Everything that Tolkien scribbled down while I was trying to get his children to fall asleep.
Correct. Yeah. That's so cute, honestly. Yes. The theory is the reason that like that the Harfoots were so intent upon hiding, which is why they're not in the histories. You never saw them.
No one documented them.
Which is their cute way of inventing a brand. They're like, it's not going to feel like Middle Earth if we don't have that category of character.
So where were
that's
they?
So pure.
They were hiding.
Isn't that cute?
I was talking to.
There are animals like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tortoises.
There's something that we don't know anything about tortoises before 100 years ago.
They were right. Like they hide under their shells and we
eels
had no idea.
When they mate. which they still have not figured out how they
right.
made.
Yeah.
Do you know that because of watching The Summer I Turned Pretty?
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
Okay. I still need to watch that, but separate.
Yeah.
Separate things.
There's a lot of things we don't know about eels, and that yeah. and it's pretty crazy that we don't.
I know. Ask me.
Oh. Oh. which one's Flotsam and which one's Jetsam?
Flotsam is the one camera left.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
If you cut an eel in half, does it grow into two new eels?
No, but they do both grow into half a starfish.
Whoa.
Are all eels electric, and does all electricity come from eels?
All eels are electric, though not in the way that you think.
I'm so sorry, Brett. Can you play us the electric eel song? Which feels like it has to have some electric feel.
Shock me with that electric feel. Shock me like an electric eel. Slithering between a rock and the rock is under the sea. What you know about being an eel? What you know about being me? What you know about a moray? What you know about having teeth and chomping on a little fish inside the coral reef? Got you know that it's party vibes all day and night. Cause I'm bringing the electricity and everybody is feeling alright. And we're doing a slide down here, but the slide is floppy and wet. Slap a dance like an electric eel, as electric as it gets.
And no matter what you think you know,
friends, because let me illuminate the way that we fuck, the way that we have sex, the way that electric feels made. You're gonna start like you're tying a shoe, you go in a little loop de loop, and then the other eel comes in and wraps around you. Well, now you got eels wrapped too.
Tie two tails, two together, and then slip through your head, and then you take it down to your sand bed.
You roll around in the sand, and you thump on the grouts around. And when you thump on the little rocks, it makes a very electric sound. It's gonna go like making love like. The sand and the thumping around, and you heard about the loops and the electric sound, but did you hear about the aftercare, what we do after bed?
Oh, first we have a little breakfast in the bed.
Oh, breakfast in the bed. I'm talking bacon, talking eggs. Where we get it, cause we got no legs. Eating bacon, eating eggs. Flop around. Step three, make a sound like an electric guitar that's on the ground. Don't forget breakfast in bed, tucking bacon, tucking eggs, everything that you need. Little eels to believe. All of these eels are having such sex, have it in secret, they have it in beds. What are these beds? Are these beds coral? Man, use your head. They in the reef, they in the sea, watching them fuck. For me, follow me around and I will show you how all of these angels and eels are free.
Eels!
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 Eels. That's the deals with eels.
Dana, are we going to lose you?
Yeah.
Dana has to go work.
I got to go to work.
Everyone say bye to Dana.
Bye, Dana.
Bye. I hope everyone listening also said bye to Dana. If you didn't, you have a second chance.
Three, two, one. Bye. And we'll say bye for this half, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. Scott, what was that patch?
That was the Super Sweep.
Super Sweep?
Super Sweep. Synth for days.
so fresh and so clean. That was crazy. When I tried to go up, I couldn't hear myself anymore.
Because you hit dog tones?
I hit dog tones. Arroo.
The coyote's at the window, loving it.
My friend.
Dog tones.
Okay. Well.
I don't even talk about it.
Got some good galloping in that one.
You sure did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Galloping. I am a horse. I'm a horse.
Did you ever learn that like song as a kid about or I think it was like a book about the clothing items certain animals wore to a party?
No.
Oh.
Well.
But it sounds like it would have been my jam.
Dead End Street. It was just like, and Ben wore corduroy and Janet wore red.
And Ben and Janet are animals.
Yeah. And in the book they are. I think you just say their names in the song, but okay. It was like, and Carl wore blue jeans and.
Is there any wordplay at all happening there or just random?
I don't remember enough. Words? That's definitely not how it goes. Oh, okay. I think it was like a storybook. I grew up before I took piano lessons. We did this class like a music class we did was called Music and Movement, and it was taught by the piano teacher that we all took from, and I think she would read it, but she maybe songified it. Maybe I'm just realizing that she just did it.
Scott, did you, this is a dumb, a stupid question, did you, how long did you take piano lessons for?
I took piano lessons from like age 4 to like 15, and then I stopped.
Okay.
Yeah. I learned from the
And then you let the world teach you piano lessons.
And then I let like only rock and roll teach me piano lessons for a few years. And then I was like, this is a bad idea for a pianist. Yeah. There's not a lot of rock and roll with piano. So I learned the three pianists and then, and then I just.
You learned all of the rock and roll piano.
Yeah. There's Elton John, there's Billy Joel, there's Ben Folds, and then Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, of course.
And then you're pretty much done. You've learned the
four. Dana's
jogging out. Is work canceled?
15 minutes.
Whoa. Dana's work got me 15 minutes.
I was going to say, we had like the James Bastian piano books, which were like full with songs, but they were songs that clearly this husband and wife duo had just put together. And they were like, the circus is fun. I like the circus.
Yes. Actually, I know that song. Can you play it?
Yeah. The circus.
Hello, my name is James Bastian, and welcome to my list of songs that are good. This is my wife.
And I'm his wife.
Also
Helen.
Named James. James Helen Bastian. Oh, the circus is fun and the circus is good. Going to the circus, I think that you should.
The circus is fun and the circus is bright. Have fun at the circus, I think you might.
The circus is fine and the circus has clowns. The circus is certain not to give you a frown.
The circus has elephants, the circus has snacks. Go to the circus and just relax.
Eat. The circus is now full of nuts and popcorn and peanuts and drinks.
The circus has candy, floss if you must, and also a kitchen sink.
And buy our other books for more piano songs.
More piano songs.
And we all
James Bastian's real silly, man.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm surprised I remember it that well. I was like,
wait, is that it?
That was it, yeah.
Yes, that's so good.
I, speaking of galloping and music and movement, we had another one where everybody had a different physical motion they got to do.
What was yours?
I always wanted gallop, but I feel like I always got skip. And it was something about like not waking the sleeping bear, and then it would be like, and gallop away, and gallop away. Or like, it would be like, and Zach wants to come and say hi to the bear, but oh no, there is a bear in there. Okay. And the bear got up and the bear said, boo. So what are you to now do?
I'm now realizing in this moment.
And skips and skips away.
Did you realize how much that class was training you for exactly what this podcast is?
Yes, and also back when I used to do preschool music, we had like a few songs that we would always, the teachers would look at us like, mix it up, and we'd be like, children love repetition, like get out
like,
of
I'm
our
sorry way. That you teacher are
bored. But this 2-year-old would like to hear the same 6 songs every time we come.
That's right. So
but
sorry.
Sometimes I would just be like, oh, I'm a little bored. So I would like play a few hits and then I would play like I would definitely just make stuff up. I mean, I'd be like, and today we're dragons who all have to sneeze. But remember when we sneeze, we say thank you and please. I'm the manners dragon and I teach a little song.
Cover your nose and you can't go wrong.
And you do the little thing with your dragony wing where you put your nose into your elbow thing. So you don't spray into your hands and shake other hands. They don't understand.
It's just a matter.
Germ can spread around.
Oh, there's more science.
Okay. That's how you can feel really down. And so we say, hey, dragons, please. This is the way to do the dragon.
You see, some viruses are aerosolized, then they spray.
Dina, are you happy you're back for this?
I'm so happy.
You're so jealous in the other room.
Fire is sneezing. Fire, or the dragon is sneezing fire into his elbow thing.
Honestly, this is a great book.
It's easy to explain manners because, like, kids will get like, yeah, that dragon should cover his nose when he's sneezing. He doesn't want to burn people.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Get your dragon wing up, Zach.
Okay. If you told Kid Me that he was a dragon every time he sneezed,
you would love sneezing.
Yes, but I would. I'd cover it every time.
You'd go around with a pepper mill just right in your nose.
I was already doing that, but not for the reasons you
Hell
think.
Hell yeah, getting lit. Yeah. When I did this one, I sang at the same preschool every other Wednesday, and the classrooms are by age, obviously. And the one I hated the most was the baby room, because really the babies are giving you nothing back. And it's almost like, why am I in here with these babies? But also like, okay.
Put on a CD for the babies.
Totally. But also it's good to have engagement and sing. And obviously like it is good for them. But that was where I felt the most judged by the teachers.
Because you're the only other, they were the only other comprehending human voice in the room.
Yes. And I was just like, I'm sorry. I actually don't know that many different songs on the mandolin. Mm-hmm. I'm not proficient. And they'd be like, when does Danny come back?
Oh, no.
Get out.
Danny.
He was my partner.
Danny's busy. Okay.
But yeah. Okay. Kids music. That was my.
Were they at least a quiet crowd?
The babies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would try. My timing was also I would try to sing more like lullaby stuff to them.
Oh, it'd be like nap time.
Yeah, which I think was, but I just have this image of like women sitting cross-legged on the floor with like six babies like on them and me like sitting in their faces being like, Stardust Lullaby, which is a song that Danny wrote, which is really beautiful.
It's too many babies for one woman to have to take care of and another woman to have to sing to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a lot of babies. So
too many babies.
I can't wait for the part in Rings of Power where the dragons will teach us about good germ conduct.
Mm-hmm. Are there dragons in
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yeah, Smaug.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What is
There's not a ton of them, though.
Right.
Have they established their medical beliefs in like that universe where they're like, do they have germ theory yet? Do they still think like there are five elements and you're made up of them?
Well, I'll tell you something that I forgot until I watched this opening episode. The next 30 seconds or so are potentially spoilery, so fast forward if you don't want to get spoiled. So I was talking to Matt Young of Magic Tavern.
Mm-hmm. A wizard. Usador.
And when he talks about Usador, he talks about how Usador is created by like a
birds
conflagration of birds and light and all that stuff. And that is because in the early description of Tolkien of like what wizards are, they're essentially like fallen angels. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the spoiler. So welcome back to the podcast, people that didn't want to get spoiled on the first episode.
Wizards aren't born, they're made and fall from the sky. That's right.
Wizards aren't born, they're made. And that's right. Also true of like most material goods.
Most.
What do you think about it?
Dana, do you want to have a called shot for your last topic?
Ooh.
Obviously, we got tortoise talking, which was very pressing and important.
Yeah. We immediately did a song about a tortoise, an eel, and then a janitor.
Those are the areas covered so far. We've discussed.
We can't do those.
Those are Tolkien.
Those are Tolkien taken.
You can't talk about my dream where my husband packed me a sack lunch that I don't want to criticize.
Yeah. Well, that did remind, this is still, there is a TikTok account that I follow that is a woman who shows like what, oh.
Sorry, you just reminded me of something that I was saving in my head to talk about in the next fan band that we had. But you, but please,
okay, wait, I'm just going to say really quick, all she does is she shows what her husband has packed for her lunch. And it's like fucking crazy every day. Like sometimes he just packs like the whole pantry and it's like insane. Anyway, go ahead.
That is really cute and funny. Oh my God.
She's like another pack of goldfish, another pack of goldfish, another pack of goldfish. And then it is like 25 fruits. It's like fucking nuts. Anyway. Okay.
I love that deeply. Okay. So, I have been spending a decent amount of time on Etsy lately for reasons that I will discuss on some other fan band.
Okay.
But I stumbled into what I thought was, I think, first of all, I was like shocked to discover that some people wear color contacts, not for their like prescription vision, but just to like slightly change part of the color of your eyes.
Yeah.
I should have been like, of course. Of course, that's a thing. I don't know how
I've
I do
it. I've got sponsored ads for that.
But then I saw on Etsy for magic. $27 will change the color of your eye over the course of a year. And I was like, click, what is this? So there's this Australian witch on Etsy who has like a page of things that she will sell for way not enough money for the services she is offering. One of these things is that she will change your eye color over the course of years. That's of course $27. $27 is like a sort of like a constant and now, price.
Does she send you like an eyedropper? It's just a spell she's casting for you.
She just does a spell. And the reviews are all like, spell casting was five stars. Spell casting was great. Can't wait to see the results.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And there was one bad review incredible. That was like, spell casting was great. Haven't seen results yet. Pretty disappointed. And then she will like reply to it and be like, well, the spell runs on positivity and patience, Brian. And you are not being positive or patient right now. And that's why the spell's not working. And it just made me think of like, you can't insane. Like places like eBay, right? That are selling you like a haunted doll. You can buy a haunted doll on eBay.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely.
When you receive the haunted doll, it's like, great. You have a physical doll.
Sure.
And I was talking to Nicole about this. I think the reason it's $27 is like, or even some of them were like $60 for, that was like the mega money fortune spell, which is called the mega money fortune spell. That
great.
Were like, okay. One is called the like, want me, desire me, crave me. That's a love spell.
Oh my God.
Listen, I highly recommend looking up this.
Be
Etsy page.
Careful with love spells.
You've got to be careful because they're all monkey's paw. It's going to
be, you know what I mean? Be careful.
But they're all listed at prices that it's like, how many of these people
well,
are falling
you're
enough to get a refund?
I mean, you have to provide the positivity and patience.
You're not wrong, Brad.
So
they're you know? Discounted because the positivity right. and patience has to come from you.
Yeah. I have to admit that most of my brain this whole time has just been thinking, I wish I could do an Australian accent.
I know.
Oh.
Just because I'm like, how do I play this Australian witch? And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, we need Zeke. Yeah. Zeke Nicholson right now.
Down under.
Only thing I you know about Australian. You say ner.
No.
Everything has a big R on the end. No. That's all I've
that's,
got.
But that's like a lot of the, that's a lot of Europeans. That's Brits too. So
yeah.
Oh no.
I do love.
Oh no.
I'm upset. I have also seen weird Etsy, like whatever.
Alt Etsy.
Alt Etsy where it's just
black
like, it's
market,
not tangible shit.
It's
like
black market Etsy. It's unregulated.
It's like literally just like
services.
Services. Question mark.
Yeah, big quotes around the world. Services there. Bye, Dana. Everyone say bye to Dana a second time.
Cast a little goodbye spell.
This spell is called Goodbye, Dana.
Keep doing you. I was making choices that didn't fit.
I thought it fit better than you think.
It was clashing in my ear.
Okay.
I needed a spell.
Hey, I got a spell. We've got
a spell to find the key when the key is hard to find. We have a spell to make Dana leave the room in the nick of time. We have a spell to summon coyotes just outside the fence. We have a spell to make sure all your dollars are now pence.
Time for one more.
This is how we know we're glad that Scott's on the piano and not me.
That was lovely tinkling. Beautiful.
Brett's going to edit out all the parts that are bad.
I don't know.
And then Scott's going to re-record all of it. It's going to make me sound real good. Now we got time for one more.
One more.
Thank you for letting me tell a story about my Etsy witch.
That's wild.
That is a song... do you remember that live action Winnie the Pooh that was a bunch of like people in suits?
Yeah.
Eeyore sings a song with himself. Sorry. No, he doesn't. He sings a song to his echo, whose name is Yori, which is Eeyore backwards.
Very cute.
And the song goes, hello, 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 hello. It's so very nice, talking to you, talking to you. And he does like a dance, and it's just like a song that he's written with an echo in it. Which
that's really
I think
cute.
About it is like, great job, Winnie the Pooh composers.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not that easy. I was in a little musical of Winnie the Pooh when I was
seriously. I got my head stuck in a tree and someone drew a portrait on my butt and put antlers in there because I couldn't get out.
Yeah, but I've already told that story so many
times.
Right,
that's right. I'm sorry.
Is that Northwestern?
Yeah, I was at Northwestern. Go Cats.
Got stuck in the rock.
Thank you for knowing the rock.
You're welcome. Well, it's where you got stuck at and had big antlers on your butt because they couldn't get you out.
Anyway. I was frozen to it. Chicago's very cold. Brr, brr, brr.
Brr, brr, brr.
Thank you, Chef. Yes, Chef. Okay. Brett, Scott, do you got a called shot top? Ick?
I mean, you're saying yes, Chef. Like, has anybody else since watching that just gone like super like mentally different in their kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm like way back to age like 17 where I'm like everything is slicing perfectly. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to keep my knife sharp.
Got to keep your knife sharp.
Wait, which show are you talking about?
Oh, The Bear.
The Bear.
Man.
Oh, The Bear,
like,
yeah.
Everyone else is like, it's so stressful. And I'm like, no.
Have you ever seen that YouTube video of Marco Pierre White? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
He was Gordon Ramsay's mentor. And this is so he's like the final boss, like, and he has that mentality, and he's like this British guy, but he's on this radio show and he's teaching how he slices onions, and it's so funny because his like pretentiousness is insane, but he's like, this is how you guys probably have learned to slice onions. He says, see, and he goes, and it's like the finest diced onions you've ever seen. The guy's like, that looks crazy good to me. And then he goes, well, this is how I slice onions. And it's so finely diced. It like almost becomes liquid. And he's just like, you put this in a risotto, it disappears. It's so funny to me. Like how cocky he is.
Are we talking about like the teeny tiny ones on a McDonald's hamburger? Like
smaller,
not a quarter pounder. The little cheeseburgers have the teeny tiny diced onions, the littlest onions I've ever.
Little
onions.
Mouse.
Oh, hello, little onions.
Now it is much smaller than those onions.
I just want to say it was another great day being a tiny mouse.
Living in the McDonald's, eating the small onions from not the cheeseburger, the little hamburger.
Oh, to live in nice McDonald's, live by the fun place, having my own space with you. To be by the counter, to be by the fountain, to get a drop of the Coke or two.
Live in the freezer, taste all the soft serves, swim in the basket where they make fries.
Sit in a dip sauce that was just barbecue. This is a seat for me and you. Being a mouse, being a mouse, where the M stands for mouse.
McMouse.
So many salts, I like when the salts get on the table.
Sleep in a Big Mac, play in the tenders. Sorry, not tenders.
Nuggets!
Nuggets!
Nuggets! Being a mouse.
Being a mouse.
With you.
sweet parts to stay in the light.
Pull up the sheets are the covers that we put on the apple pie. Then climb on the ceiling fan and spin around all night.
And I love the Happy Meal boxes. They feel like they are giant mansions to us. And I like when they have seasonal themes.
Which was October's special toy. Also, the Big Mac is kind of a sauna. You roll around and you enjoy.
And I love the Shamrock Shake, even though it's once a year. And I like cuddling on a ketchup packet, but what is also clear. Like we always practice, you see.
We always are doing.
We used to live in a Burger King, but it was too scary.
Before that, we lived in an Arby's, but there's too much horsey sauce.
It was too scary.
Before that, we lived in a Jack in the Box with good curly fries, but then they got rid of the ciabatta sandwiches and we got mad.
So we're here and I'm with you. Well, that was.
Listen. Some of them are songs, and some of them are songs like that.
And of course, that's how we end. We're not going to redo the Sweet Lullaby Mouse song in a McDonald's.
No, and we're not even gonna get crazy. We're gonna give you the vibes to drift off. But we will say, if you're still awake, we got a show coming up.
October 2nd at the Bourbon Room, with possible streaming or at least VOD options after the fact, so watch the space.
Watch the space, also possibly with guests we don't know. Watch the space.
But please, just if you're in the LA area, if that's enough for you, which I hope it is, please come see
us. It's a big theater.
It'll be really sad for us.
We'd love to see you then.
Not to sound thirsty or desperate, but
please come.
Okay, it's October 2nd. Give it up for Dana, who had to go.
Dana Wickens, the boom, who went to the other room.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord is so soft and nice.
Give it up for yourselves. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you have to do a whole song in a falsetto,
at least it will be good.
That's right. Boxing.